what I see here is the idea that truth and how we get to the truth and then how we publish and convey the truth to others is absolutely fundamental to our ability to flourish as healthy human beings, but also utterly urgent and necessary for the thriving of our democracies. So the idea or the initiative right now that I would illumify for others is this idea that we have to find new ways to get to the truth, capture it, publish it. Now, as I say this, I'm immediately aware of what I've already said in the conversation, and I'm going to go back to it. We need new ways, new language, and a new vision of truth within our society. That's the vision, or part of it. I think it's this idea that truth requires courage, sacrifice, and if we're not willing to do that together, we begin to lose the truth, and we begin to lose the sense of why truth matters.
Are there cracks in the walls of truth right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. There are people, you know who they are, people from the direct line. That line is the very deliberate attempt to destroy truth, not only through propaganda, information, brainwashing, you know, the usual method. It goes beyond that. It's a very deliberate attempt over time to destroy the idea that truth matters.
Yeah.
And I would say even beyond that, it's a nihilistic project which says truth never existed in the first place.
Yeah.
All you people who bleat on about the truth and its importance, you are so wrong, because it never even existed in the first place.
Wow.
That's where we have to start in the resistance. It's getting back to the idea that we can pursue the truth. This is where it starts. The truth is not something that you erect again as a statue on the city square. It's reviving the idea that you can pursue the truth together with other people, that you can build institutions together to get to the truth, and that this whole pursuit is worthwhile and necessary. That's what this is about.